improve your archery skills this spring and help improve Utah's fisheries. We're hunting up some carp next on Western Life Radio.
Faster Utah empowers teachers, administrators, and other school staff to defend themselves in case of a school shooting. We teach advanced firearms and trauma first aid skills. Graduates of the Faster program pass the same post-qualification shoot as Utah law enforcement. For more information and find out how you can help, go to fasterutah.org.
When will I be old enough so I don't have to wear my helmet? When will I become invincible just like you?
Sweetie, I'm not invincible. I need my helmet too. Anyone can get hurt, no matter how old they are.
Be responsible and set an example when you ride. Accidents do happen. Please remember, nobody is invincible.
Bow fishing benefits Utah's fisheries and improves your skills for the hunts. Guy Perkins with the Rocky Mountain Bow Fishing Association has the story.
We're starting to make a difference, and the reason I know we're making a difference is because the carp themselves are getting larger. It takes you longer to shoot the same amount of carp. And the catfish are getting larger because we sink those carp so that the catfish can eat them. We encourage people to slit them open. That's what the DWR wants us to do, so that we don't have dead fish laying around on the banks. And that's the way to get rid of them, whether you're angling them or whether you're shooting them with a bow fishing setup. And then it allows the catfish to get inside of them and eat. And the most telltelling sign that we have is that the back bays are starting to clear up. And I'd have never thought 8 years ago that I could have shot carp in this mud hole down here in clear water. And the thing I'm really pro on it is I think it's a good window for hunting for people that are new hunters and particularly youth. The equipment nowadays, a kid that's 12 years old can certainly handle the equipment that they have available for them and shoot a carp. I started my 8-year-old grandson, and the thing I like about carp shooting is that if they miss, I mean, they get up there on a carp, and if they miss, they're going to get a chance to shoot another one in a few minutes. So they have a chance to learn as they go, where with your big game hunting, they could go out and maybe not even see a buck deer.
Thanks for joining us. May all your days be filled with new adventures. I'm Brian Brinkerhoff.